This audio is all about cuckolding in the Caribbean, otherwise known as BBC Paradise. The Caribbean is perfect for sex tourism, especially for BBC love and cuckolds. There were no fewer than five couples James and I met during our recent 7-day cruise from San Juan who were in the Caribbean for one reason: a BBC cuckolding vacation. While other couples gushed over the beauty of the beaches, the water, the rainforest, these couples were gushing over the size, the load, and the stamina of the massively well-hung black studs they'd met. All-inclusive takes on a whole new meaning when BBC becomes involved. Only one of the cuckold couples was cruising on the same ship as us. The rest were staying at some adults-only all-inclusive resorts scattered around the islands. Now, before you get your hopes up, cuckies, BBC is not officially on the menu. You can't order up a side of extra-large grade A black stud tube steak with your room service, much as you and your hot wife might wish to. What you can do is notice which servers and hosts at these particular venues are more flirtatious than the rest, and which seem inclined to push that flirtation beyond just words. Once you find someone, you can ask if they'd like to meet you and your wife after their shift for some fun. If they seem open to it, congratulations! You just got one step closer to having your cuckold dreams come true. Caribbean cuckolding can blow your fantasies out of the water. Every couple we spoke to was practically in awe of their experience. Raw, erotic, powerful, and mind-blowing were some of the most common descriptors. The couple that had finally taken the plunge to experiment with cuckolding for the first time was frantically trying to extend their vacation because they couldn't get enough of their BBC hunk. So, while it may take a while to find a stud willing to play, once you do, you will never forget the experience. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticpumistress.com.